You know what kills me? And I hit on this just a smidgen in the beginning of the show when I was talking about the outcome in the Iowa caucuses and the fact that the narrative is what it is. I go to Breitbart. And it's funny because last night, one of my pals on the conservative talk circuit, Larry Elder, I tweet to him here and there. He'll respond to me with jokes that are insults. And some of the insults that he throws at me, I don't get because I don't think I'm as smart as the great Larry Elder. But suffice to say, last night, Larry was talking about the media and the fact that no one in the media is saying how Cruz and Rubio are Hispanics, and the fact that they are in the top three, and how can the Republican Party be racist? How can they be bigoted when the top three consists of two Hispanics? So Larry Elder put that on his Twitter. I mean, of course, it was short. And he actually said two Hispanics and one black. And I kind of laughed. And then I seen that narrative play out with Rance Priebus. And so when I was looking at Breitbart during the break, Rance Priebus wondered why the media wasn't devoting more attention to the fact that two of the top three GOP finishers in Iowa were Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. They are Hispanic. While Cruz is the first Hispanic out of Iowa for a major political party to win, no one's talking about it. And Priebus said, it's been clear the whole election cycle that we have had a lot of drama and some intrigue right now in our party, but it has the whole country electrified. And the other big thing is Ted Cruz is the first Hispanic out of Iowa for a major political party. Marco Rubio, two out of the top three, is Hispanic. Where is the media on this? This is a big deal. And I kind of touched on this in the beginning of our last segment. Listen, unlike the Mark Levin and the Michael Medveds and other members of conservative talk, I don't toe the conservative talk line. We are in our own conservative talk bubble here, all right? We don't sit there and go, okay, this is what Levin's saying. This is what Limbaugh's saying. This is what Medved's saying. This is what Hugh, okay, so this is what I got to say. Okay, here we go. This is how I say it. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. We're a different breed of conservative talk. I don't want to do a conservative talk show that sounds like all the other ones. Because let's face it, if you turn on Levin, with the exception of him rambling about the Constitution, he sounds like Limbaugh. They sound like Laura Ingraham. They sound like Larry Elder. They sound like all of the conservative talk radio shows. All of them. Same talk. Okay, what do you, it's like they all get together and go, okay, here's what we're going to say. Here, okay. Okay, you're saying that. Okay, I'll say that. That's how we're driving home. Yes. Yeah. No, no, that's not me. It's not me. That's not me. So when I see Larry Elder and the Hispanic talking point, and then I see Rance Priebus spouting the Hispanic talking point, and I see Breitbart spouting the Hispanic talking point, I'm sure today, if I click on Medved, I will hear the Hispanic talking point. Levin will be the Hispanic talking point. Hugh Hewitt will be the Hispanic talking point. And it's silly. And let me explain to Priebus and all my conservative friends why no one is talking about it. Because Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz have done everything they can to run away from the fact that they are Hispanic. Rubio embraces it a little bit more, but Ted Cruz, are you kidding me? Just the fact that he changed his name. Just the fact that he goes by Ted. Ted. His name is Raphael. The name on his birth certificate is Raphael. He doesn't speak Spanish. Jeb Bush speaks Spanish. Jeb Bush is more Hispanic than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is more Canadian. There is nothing Hispanic about Ted Cruz. I mean, come on. You know, my Republican friends, it's just like when everybody was dissecting the GOP. When I say everybody, rather it was GOP elitists or liberal elitists, everybody dissecting the GOP. After the 2008 election, the dissection began. People telling the GOP what they got to do to expand their tent. The GOP elites telling their own members what they have to do to expand their tent. And ultimately, what did they do? Ultimately, the RNC chairman was Michael Steele. The RNC chairman was Michael Steele, a black guy. A strong black Republican. The GOP did that as an answer to Obama. They did that to an answer of reaching out to black people. And then, of course, they could say, hey, man, we're not racist. Look, the guy who runs our party's black. Hey, man. Man. You You know, my party, it's like they never stand. Listen, for all of the evil that Democrats do, you can at least say when they stand by something, when they get on whatever trip they're on, they stay on it. When they talk about the single payer health care, that's it. That is it. Rather it's Hillary Clinton in the 90s to Obama putting everything aside, not focusing on anything. Democrats had the House, the Senate. They could have passed any bill they wanted. They could have passed bills that were less divisive than health, than Obamacare. Infrastructure. Can you imagine? They could have passed billions and billions and billions of dollars of infrastructure bills. What are you talking about? Days. They Planned Parenthood, they fight for that Planned Parenthood, they fight for that illegal immigrant, they don't move, they don't budge. Republicans are all over the place. Well, maybe we'll try this. Ooh, we're not getting the reaction we want. All right, let's abandon it. Ooh, let's try it. Oh, we're not getting the reaction we're doing. All right, let's abandon that. Ted Cruz has been Hispanic all of his life. Marco Rubio has been Hispanic all of his life. Now the GOP, now Rents Priebus, now the Larry Elders. Now they want to go, hey, look, we have Hispanics. Look, 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 guys, look. Look, we have the Hispanics. Look. See, we have the Hispanics. Now, if they don't get any further, Priebus and Elder and all them will go, what are you, they're not, what are you talking, what? I mean, if this is a winning proposition, if this is a open tent situation, then Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, from day one, should have been touted as the great Hispanic hopes. And when they give press conferences or they're doing interviews, they all should finish the last few sentences in Spanish. Jeb Bush does it. But why isn't no one talking about our Hispanic candidates? Because they're not Hispanic. They're Hispanic by name. And even that, when it comes to Ted Cruz, he's ran from it all of his life. I'm not going to be Raphael. I'm going to be Ted. Ted, you can't get any whiter than Ted. I mean, seriously. Ted. But all the white names that you could give yourself if your name is Raphael. I know. Ted. Yeah. And I will marry the whitest white girl imaginable who works for big banks. I mean, you got Rince Priebus. Hey, we got Hispanics. It's just amazing. It really is. Think about it. Here's Priebus. Here's Larry Eldrick. Here they are on the Fox shows. Here's Priebus. No one's talking about our Hispanic candidates. Well, why weren't you talking about this 2 months ago? 2 months ago, why weren't you saying this? Why weren't you getting on talk shows 2 months ago going, why is nobody talking about the fact that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are Hispanic? We can't be racist. We have Hispanics. Why? Why is no one... It's just bizarre. Like I said, this is a different conservative talk show. This is not your daddy's conservative talk show, okay? This isn't your daddy's Mark Levin talk show. No. This is a new breed of conservative, okay? It's a new breed of conservative. That's what we are. We don't toe the line. We don't step and fetch. We don't do that. We don't do that. Okay? We don't do that. We don't do that. Not here. Not here. We don't do it. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. It just really bothered me. Why is nobody talking about our Hispanic candidates? Why is nobody talking about our Hispanic candidates? they have the Breitbart has a whole nother story, not just the Priebus story. He has the whole 60% of white Republican Iowans vote for black man and two Hispanics. It's just okay. And guess what, my friends at Breitbart, and 50% of Iowans voted for a socialist Jew. How's that? Okay. How's that? There you go. I mean, it's just insane. It's just insane. I know I'm supposed to toe the conservative line, but oh, geez. It's like Ted Cruz is Hispanic. Ted Cruz is Hispanic. He's Hispanic. Oh, God. Okay. He's more Canadian and Texan than he is Hispanic. Okay. All right. My Republican friends, my conservative friends, Breitbart, Priebus, Eldred, listen, if you want Ted Cruz to be Hispanic so much, then have him go back to his birth name, which is Raphael. Okay? If you want Ted Cruz to be Hispanic so much, have him use Raphael, because that is his birth name. You don't go from Raphael to Ted if you want to embrace your Hispanic heritage. All right? Do you get that? Do you get that? Do you get that? And if you're throwing the numbers around, why don't you throw in there, they also gave 45,000 votes to a New Yorker, who called them all stupid. Okay? 60% of white Republican Iowans voted for a black man and 2 Hispanics. And the rest voted for a New Yorker who called them stupid and made fun of their Bible. Hispanics. Well, you know, let's now just start promoting Ted Cruz as Rafael Cruz. Okay? If we're going to go all out with promoting Rafael and Marco, okay, as Hispanic, then embrace it. Please. Please. Let's embrace who they really are. Let's make sure we call Marco Rubio Marco Antonio Rubio. Let's make sure Marco Antonio Rubio speaks like Anna Navarro. I am Marco Antonio Rubio. Hello. Say hello. Say hello. Hello. Marco Antonio Rubio. Yes. And just like a good Hispanic, I have 4 kids. Yes, I do. I have 4 kids. My name is Marco Antonio Rubio. I am Hispanic. I just want to tell all of you. I am Hispanic. I am Hispanic. And my wife was a Miami Dolphin cheerleader. And we live in West Miami. Yes, I am Marco Antonio Rubio. Thank you very much. I mean, let's just do that then, guys. Okay? Ay, ay, ay. Oh, man, my Republican friends, just stupid. Sometimes you're just stupid. Marco Antonio Rubio and Rafael Cruz. I mean, again, let's just, these are my children, Dominic, Anthony, Daniela, and Amanda. This is the Rubio. This is my father, Mario. Hello, Mario. And this is my mother, Oria Garcia. See? There, I hey, they're Hispanics. See? See?
Why is no one talking about it? Why is no one talking about it?
Oh, man. I know. I told you guys this is a different conservative talk show than what you're used to. I know. Because now you'll put on Levin and all them, and you'll be hearing them towing this line. Okay, you'll be towing this line. I love Cruz. I love how Cruz. I love how Cruz. Again, you gotta just love how Cruz quotes Reagan. I love how they are putting themselves in the same air as Reagan. I mean, that's a Levin thing. You know, that's set up because of Levin. That's all set up by Levin. Levin's the big Reagan lover. Rafael Cruz. Yeah, he's just like Reagan. Out of all the candidates, think about it. Out of all the candidates, Rafael Cruz is the most opposite of Ronald Reagan. He really is. And I know some of my conservative friends lose their minds when they hear this comparison, but Reagan is more like Trump than Cruz is like Reagan. I mean, let's be serious here. Let's be serious here. Ronald Reagan, the actor. Ronald Reagan, the liberal. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is furthest from Rafael Cruz, the Hispanic. Rafael Cruz, the Hispanic from Canada. Rafael Cruz, the staunch conservative who worked for the Supreme Court, who went to Harvard, who went to Princeton. Rafael Cruz, who won Iowa. Ronald Reagan, who didn't win Iowa. Rafael Cruz, who performed in the Iowa debates. Ronald Reagan, who skipped the Iowa debates. How Rafael Cruz compares himself to Ronald Reagan is lunacy. It really is. It's lunacy. It's lunacy. But they are complete polar opposites. They really are. They're complete polar opposite. I mean, just being Hispanic is pretty opposite. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We are live, and we're going to see you tomorrow. All right, we're still going on. This is a podcast now, and it will be recorded, and it will be up for all of you to hear that lost us live. So we'll continue with this for a minute or two, and then we will hit the pop news with Kat. All right. So, oh man, just watching this Rafael Cruz love fest. And again, people seemingly forgetting about the history of Iowa. It's just, again, bizarre. It really is. It's just bizarre. Just bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. All right. I'm dying. My stomach is all torn up and shredded. It is. It's dying inside. Dying. This is dying. It's absolutely dying. I'm dying. I don't know why my stomach is dying inside, but it is. Oh, yeah. And then the other news, just to have a pause in this Hispanic debate, okay? Huckabee is suspending his campaign, and so is Martin O'Malley. Yes, Martin O'Malley has decided that, he's decided he might not have a chance at getting the nomination. Go figure. Go figure. So Martin O'Malley is officially suspending his campaign. He's suspending his campaign. Martin O'Malley is. And so is Mike Huckabee. Now, Huckabee got 3,345 votes. He beat Chris Christie. He beat Rick Santorum. And he beat Jim Gilmore. Jim Gilmore had 12. I could have got 12. Okay? I could have got 12 votes. For heaven's sakes. I could have got 12. So, Huckabee and his 3,300 votes is now going bye-bye. The question is, will he endorse someone? Will he campaign for someone? It's curious. Could we have seen preview at that Iowa rally where Santorum and Huckabee joined Trump on stage for the vets? Could we be seeing Huckabee supporting Trump and being a surrogate? Pretty good question. And then the other question will be, after New Hampshire, who will be getting out? Got to imagine if the polls stay the way they are. And let me remind everybody, when you see media reports talking about the polls being wrong, the polls weren't wrong. Up until last week, every single one of those polls had Ted Cruz beating Trump by 10 points. End of story. Every single one of those polls had Trump losing to Ted Cruz. It wasn't until last week that the polls showed Trump beating Cruz. And even other polls still had Ted Cruz maintaining a lead. So the polls weren't wrong. The polls weren't wrong. They were right. Like I told you, I think it was a bigger push to get Trump to throw money into the economy out there in Iowa and give these crap kickers some money to go buy heating oil and sandwich bags for their shoes so they could walk through the snow like Joni Ernst did, all right? So I can imagine if the polls hold up in New Hampshire and you have Trump finishing first, and you know, Rubio, maybe Kasich finishing after, who else is going to get out? And then my other question is, if Ted Cruz doesn't finish in the top three or four, are people going to write off Ted Cruz? Because right now, Ted Cruz won Iowa, and people are acting as if he's the, you know, nominee. Dismissing Iowa's history, and instead going, oh, wow, Ted Cruz, woo, yeehaw. Now, if Ted Cruz doesn't win New Hampshire or play second, third, or even fourth, is everybody going to then say, oh, loser, done, finished? Or is that what everybody's getting their headlines ready for? And they're not going to say that until after New Hampshire. That way they can look like armchair quarterbacks and go, ah, see, just another Santorum, just another Huckabee, just another Pat Robertson. Ah, ha, ha. They don't have the cajones to say it now. They're going to wait. They're going to wait. What's going to happen after New Hampshire? Who's going to get out? I got to imagine after New Hampshire, if nobody gets out before New Hampshire, if none of these people, Fiorina, Bush, Paul, Santorum, Gilmore, Carson, I got to imagine if none of those people finish in the top three or four, they gotta get out. If you don't finish in the top three or four in New Hampshire, and I'm not, forget four. If you don't finish in the top three, okay, if you don't finish in the top three, how do you then, to South Carolina, how do you fight on for the next 3 or 4 weeks? How do you get people to give you money? If you finish fifth, if you're like Carly Fiorina and finish seventh, how do you go to people and say, hey, can you give me some money to go on to South Carolina? You're going to look at her and go, you're a loser. You didn't win in Iowa. You didn't even come close. You didn't win in New Hampshire. You didn't even come close. Why am I going to give you money for South Carolina? Why am I going to give you money? You're a loser. So I got to imagine after next week, you might see this field get shrunken down to three or four. I could see by next week a Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz. I could see that. See, if Ted Cruz gets blown out in New Hampshire, if Ted Cruz doesn't finish top three, I don't see how Ted Cruz is viable. I don't see how anybody says Ted Cruz is viable if he doesn't win or place in the top three. He will be what I'm saying he is now, a Santorum Huckabee. That's it. That's all he will be. That's all he's going to be. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Who gets out? There's still time this week. There's still time this week because it costs money to go to New Hampshire. It costs money to stay in hotels. It costs money to have your people running around and planning events. That's cash. Okay? Super PACs can't do that. You need hard cash. I guarantee you some of these people don't have hard cash. I guarantee you Fiorina is running low on hard cash. guarantee you Kasich is running low on hard cash. Santorum, Christie, Gilmore, Rand Paul, Carson, they're all running low on hard cash. So, we'll see. Oh, man. We'll see.